In 1962, a guy named Mick met a guy named Keith on a train to London. They talked music. And the next year formed one of the most controversial bands in the history of rock and roll, the Rolling Stones.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Now you always say that you want to be free, but you come running back.
I said you were baby.
You come running back.
I said so many times before.
You come running back to me. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. You're searching for good times, but just wait and see. You come running back.
I won't have to worry no more.
You come running back.
The rest of my life with you, baby.
You come running back.
Time is on my side, the Rolling Stones, 1964. They got their name from an old Muddy Waters song, the Rolling Stones Blues. Lead singer, Mick Jagger.
I mean, I just dig rock and roll music, really. I mean, it was just all the same for me, whether it's Chuck Berry or Muddy Waters or Howling Little Richard, or anyone, you know. They were just the gas when I was very little, 13 or something, 14. When I first heard Bo Diddley, I dug that. Because I didn't know it was called blues or anything. I mean, it was just music, you know what I mean? And then somebody said, ah, that's rhythm and blues. So I said, ah, that's what I like.
Well, I've told you once and I've told you twice, but you never listen to my advice. You don't try very hard to please me. With what you know, this could be the last time. This could be the last time. Maybe the last time.
Rolling Stones and The Last Time from 1965. By that spring, the Stones were known as the bad boys of rock and roll. They cursed and sneered and sometimes threw pies at reporters. The press replied by calling them dirty, unwashed enemies of public decency. The Stones producer, Andrew Oldham, wanted crudeness. Once again, Mick Jagger talking to disc jockey Tom Donahue.
The first albums were done in mono, so that was the end of that. You know, when we heard them back, we either did it again or that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the mixes were terrible, but I mean, I didn't understand the mixing any more than Andrew did. But the thing was, Andrew thought he did understand the mixing. I think some of the things that Andrew did were good. I think there's one or two things. I think Satisfaction was very well recorded when you actually hear them, which we had nothing to do.
I think Satisfaction's a rock and roll classic.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, it's a good sort of 60s rock and roll, I suppose.
I tried.
Stones and Satisfaction. Mick Jagger was asked what he could tell us about the session for that song.
Nothing. I can't remember it. I do remember all, in fact. Let me think. No, first recorded in Chicago. I don't know when. I've got terrible memory for dates. And then vaguely recorded in Chicago, and then we said, no, don't let's do it here, let's do it in Los Angeles, so we stopped playing it. And then we started playing it again when we got to Los Angeles, still with the same rhythm going. We kept the rhythm going all the way on the plane, and then we got there, and it was all done at once, no overdubbing, except the voice, I think, which was overdubbed.
In 1965, Satisfaction was the Stones' first number one record, and 4 months later, the Stones were back with their second number one record in a row. Get Off My Cloud from the Rolling Stones album December's Children. Next, a mellow cut from that LP when we continue. The history of the Rolling Stones continues into 1966. This is As Tears Go By.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything. I want to hear the children sing. All I hear is the sound of rain falling on the ground. I sit and watch as tears go by.
Mick Jagger wrote "As Tears Go By" for his girlfriend, Marianne Faithfull. He was asked about his music and how the Stones go about recording it.
When you go to the studio, how much of it do you have prepared before you go in? How much of it's worked out in the studio?
Hardly any of it's prepared. It's not quite true, actually. Sometimes we run things down there. Sometimes we get an idea for a song from, like, a rhythm that, like, Charlie and Keith have played together or something. Or that Charlie and Bobby and me play. I like it all to be rehearsed before we go in, but it never is.
Nervous Breakdown from the Rolling Stones, 1966. Later that year, the Stones returned and came up with their third number one record, Paint It Black.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun,
The Stones and Paint It Black. Like most of their hits, it was co-written by Mick Jagger. We asked Mick if he had a favorite song.
No, it's not, but I don't have one. I really don't. I don't really like many of them at all.
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and it helps her on her way, gets her through her busy day. Things are different today. I hear every mother say, cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake and she buys a frozen steak and goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper. And to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. They just don't appreciate that you get tired.
Mother's Little Helper from July of 1966.
Hey!
Among the Rolling Stones' many fans, Elton John.
My favorite personal group of all time, the Rolling Stones, because they're an outrage. They don't give two hoots for anybody. And it comes across in their music, they're raucous. And if there's anybody I'd like to be, it's Jagger. I don't know why, but to me, he's just perfect. I really sort of... He's just outraged, and I like outrageous people.
More of what Elton John calls the outrage of the Rolling Stones when we continue. We continue now with a history of the Rolling Stones. Have you seen your mother, baby, standing in the shadow? October 1966 with the Stones. Carly Simon talks about the Stones' lead singer.
I think he's a brilliant entertainer and a very complicated person and an innovator, and I could bring in all kinds of adjectives about what I think. I think he's really very electric, very exciting.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Change with every new day. question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
Ruby Tuesday was not supposed to be a hit, but became one because most radio stations were afraid of playing the other side of the record.
Oh, well, we always have trouble getting an airplane.
Mick was asked about censorship, not just from radio, but from their record company.
Have you ever run into any difficulties with the company when you were with London?
They're always very good. I don't think they ever play the records, that was why. That was why we never had any trouble. They never listened to the words.
This was a controversial flip side to Ruby Tuesday. A song called Let's Spend the Night Together.
Spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together. back.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together
now.
Mama,
oh, mama, 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 mama.
Let's spend the night together.
Now I need you,
mama,
need you more
mama,
than
mama,
ever, woman.
Let's spend the night together.
I'm satisfied.
Mama,
your every need, woman.
Let's Spend the Night Together from January 1967. Next, the Stones go psychedelic when we continue. We continue now with a history of the Rolling Stones.
Prince of God, the bigger man of tales. Play the game with every blow you bring. Dandelion, don't tell no lies. Dandelion will make you wise. Tell me if she laughs or cries. Blow away, Dandelion.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5. Dandelions don't care about the time.
Sailor's lie. Rich man, poor man, beautiful daughter's wife.
Dandelion, don't tell no lies. Dandelion will make you wise. Tell me if she laughs or cries. Blow away, Dandelion.
Dandelion from the Rolling Stones, 1967. 2 years later, the Stones appeared in concert at New York's Madison Square Garden.
When you're doing concerts, right, there's a certain thing that even though you want to get it on stage yourself, you know, the audience has got to get it on too, otherwise you feel that you've only done half of it, you know. The show's not 100% audience pleaser, otherwise you'd probably do a completely different show, you know. But it's a sort of 50-50 thing, you know. You've got to find somewhere where you're turning the audience on and still turning yourself on. When it's a like, big concert, you know, and all your friends are there as well. Like last night, all our parents were there. Well, you know, it's kind of weird doing that. I was doing that bump and grind to me mum. You know, I just thought it was a incestuous sort of thing.
Stones and Jumping Jack Flash, considered by many to be the musical story of Mick Jagger. Mick was asked what he thought of American concert audiences.
I don't know. I think American audiences get very involved. I mean, you've only got to listen to that Madison Square Garden concert, and they really are involved when you can really hear what they're doing, you know. Mm-hmm. In rock and roll, it's very difficult. I mean, I don't know. I always think attempts at audience participation are slightly sort of a little bit, I mean, if you give them all flutes and whistles, dancing is the participation of rock and roll, dancing to the music.
Here's a collage of the music of the Rolling Stones.
You're coming back to me, you gotta tell me you're coming. this heart of stone. Oh no, no, this heart of stone.
Well, you've got your diamonds and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. My sweet Lady Jane, when I see you again, your servant am I, and will humbly remain.
The Stones' final hit of the 60s was also their biggest of the decade, Honky Tonk Woman. Honky Tonk Woman from the Stones, 1969. Next, the continuing story of another great British band on the history of rock and roll.